Hello, beautiful ladies. Karen McCoy here with the Over 40 Fit and Lean Lifestyle Podcast. Today, we are going to talk about what to do when you feel a binge. Okay, let's get started. Okay, so what do you do if you feel a binge coming on? This is something I learned a long time ago. There's a lot of different ways of doing it, but what I always found very helpful was, rather than think about how that piece of chocolate cake is going to taste in your mouth, because you're already lighting up the frontal cortex of your brain with the thought of it, right? Because the brain never forgets. What we do is I say to my clients, think about the 5 minutes or 5 hours or day after that. Click into that feeling. So we've all had experiences with, you know, when we ate something we shouldn't have and we felt bad about it after, and we're delaying our weight loss goals, we're not doing good for our cellular health, whatever it happens to be. What I say is, don't click into the immediacy of the ecstasy around what you're going to consume, and go into, how am I going to feel the next morning, right? There's that next morning when you wake up and you go, oh, I did it again. Today's going to be different. Today's going to be different. And often we do it again and again and again. And that's the binge cycle, right? And so when I was heading into show, when I first started competing in my 20s, it was really, really tough, because back then there was really no coaches. I had to do it all myself. And there was really no information, especially for women in bodybuilding at the time, not in Canada. And it was very, very tough. And we didn't have any social media. It was just magazines. That's all we had, right? And so I was trying to lose about 30 pounds for the show. And it was just straight dieting. There was no breaks. There was no reefies, no cheat meals, none of that kind of stuff. We just didn't know. And so what I did was, I remember going into the weight loss piece of it and thinking, oh my gosh, if I don't master this, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it to stage. And I always had a dream about being on stage in a bodybuilding capacity. And so I thought, the only thing I can really control is how I think about it. Who knew that you could even think this stuff in your 20s? I don't know where some of this stuff came from. I think I was raised by wolves. But anyways, I looked at, okay, next time it happens, let's look at, and I would jump ahead. I would jump ahead. I had put so much time and effort into getting to where I was, and I had such a strong pull to want to succeed at my goal of just being on stage, being in shape, in good enough shape, that I deserve to be on stage. So that was really important to me. And I wasn't looking at winning a show or anything like that. I was always an organic girl. I never did any assists, nothing like that. I was always into it for the health of it and for being able to have performance in the gym with my body and recover well. That's what I liked about my sport. And so I would click into, if I really want that, number one, all that work I've done is going to be thrown out the window. Number two, I'm going to let myself down. And I don't like letting myself down. I had too many years of stupid behavior where I let myself down. So I didn't want to resort back to that. So those were two reasons. And the third reason was, think about how you're going to feel an hour after eating that. What's that going to feel like? The ecstasy of the taste is going to be gone. Now I have to sit with the residuals of my behavior. And it doesn't work all the time, but it worked for show, because show is pretty intense and you really got to be on your ball, on your game. But right now I don't really have to do it anymore, because I've been so long in managing my food and building a great and easy relationship with food and really knowing what my body needs. And I don't go into that craziness anymore, but I did for quite a few years. And that's how I learned what I know. And that's where I coach from. So it really is about changing that mindset piece again, but it does take time and it takes conditioning, guys. You don't just get to do it like everybody running to the health food store in January and getting their detox and expecting their body to be clean for 2 weeks doing a detox. And what about the other 11 and a half months of the year, right? We have to condition detoxing every single day when we eat. That's the point of eating well for cellular health. I digress. So anyways, next time you're heading into a binge, consider looking ahead. Where are you going to be sitting in your thought process? Where are you going to be sitting in your sense of a sense of pride? Where are you going to be sitting in reaching your goals? All those three things matter. And when you add them up, and again, don't beat yourself up. Just apply those three thoughts to over there, and you're going to look at that cookie or that bag of chips differently. That's where we start to rewire. Okay. I hope that's helpful, guys. Give it a try. Let me know. Send me an email. Let's see how we do. Okay, ciao.